For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Local newspapers in the lower 48 are vanishing at an average rate of more than two per week. But rural news also is spotty on the Big Island of Hawaii. Nicole Garcia directs a Hanakua Heritage Center on the island's north coast and volunteers with the Hamakua Times. She says countywide newspapers rarely report on the island's backcountry.
If we want something covered, we have to call them. They'll come out here probably if there's a murder, but otherwise, there's not a presence.
Along with the Times, several small independent papers and online publications fight to keep locals informed. For two decades, the Times has been shipped out, printed, and flown back in from another island before free distribution. Garcia says the publications are a labor of love.
This gives you an opportunity to just love the community you're in and see what's happening and share with your neighbors.
In rural New Mexico, wraparound social services are reducing recidivism. Olivia Weeks explains.
Like many states, New Mexico lacks behavioral care for people behind bars. But in Sierra County, the RISE program is working. Lisa Daniel, who leads the program locally, says folks in jail or just out need comprehensive support.
If the client's basic needs are not met, then we can't work on those behavioral health or substance abuse issues because they're too worried about what they're going to eat, where they're going to sleep, their families, all of that.
RISE is providing transitional housing, therapeutic services, and intensive case management in Sierra County. Anita Mesa with the state's Human Services Division says the program is adaptable for every county, urban or rural.
Allowing each county to tailor this program in a way that works for their community. That was very intentional in our support.
In Sierra County, participant recidivism fell by more than two-thirds. I'm Olivia Weeks.
The portion of rural counties with high persistent poverty fell from 2007 to 2021. The USDA defines persistent poverty as a fifth or more households living under the poverty line over 40 years. While some rural counties' poverty rates grew, about twice as many counties reduced rates. But Tony Pippa with the Brookings Institution says the improvement is rarely permanent.
Coming out of persistent poverty and maintaining that status, and in fact continuing to improve, is something that we've also seen as being the exception versus the rule.
Counties that fall into the group typically have large Hispanic populations, and many that leave and re-enter are in central Appalachia. Pippa cites consistently higher housing costs for rural renters of all incomes. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.